Business owners are watching closely to see what Congress will do with the tax deal struck this week between President Obama and Republican lawmakers. Many economists think the deal will encourage businesses to create more jobs, but there are plenty of questions and controversy. NPR's Chris Arnold reports.
The compromise package of tax cuts would free up more money for businesses. And as you might expect, that sounds like a pretty good thing to many business owners.
It is promising. It actually looks like it may work in our favor.
Carl Pesciuto runs his family business called the Custom Group. It's one of the manufacturers we've been following during the downturn. Their factory outside Boston employs about 90 people.
Make parts for airplanes, parts for this.
We make parts for the aerospace industry, the medical industry, alternative fuel industry.
Workers here use big, expensive, computer-controlled machines to cut aluminum or steel or other kinds of metal into precise shapes and dimensions. Pesciuto says that means to stay competitive, he's constantly reinvesting in new equipment. And the tax package in Washington could give him better tax breaks when he buys that equipment.
The more we get to write off, the more we get to reinvest in our company.
The government is hoping that that'll translate into businesses like this one spending more money on equipment and, of course, hiring more people.
If this goes through, would you say, oh, look, yes, we'll have enough capital. We'll definitely hire another guy. Or is it a little mushier for your businesses?
Yeah, it's a little mushier than that. It's yes, if we are able to write off more, we can do more with the money. But consumer demand has to be there, yes.
I think that the best thing we could really do for small businesses is get them more customers.
Michael Linden is an economist with the Center for American Progress. It's a think tank in D.C. that's often aligned with the Obama administration. But as is the case with many Democratic lawmakers, Linden does not like the president's compromise to extend the Bush tax cuts for the highest earners.
Right. Look, at the end of the day, what we really care about, small business, large business, whatever, what we really care about is creating jobs. That's the goal. And the tax cuts for the very, very wealthy are incredibly inefficient at creating jobs.
The Congressional Budget Office studied this question. It looked at 11 different ways to stimulate the economy, and extending the Bush tax cuts came in last at number 11.
Those have a very, very low bang for the buck.
Linden would have rather seen bigger tax breaks for lower and middle income people. He says they're more likely to actually go out and spend the money. Or he says more spending on infrastructure. Repairing the nation's roads and bridges would create jobs. But he does like that the compromise in Washington could get unemployment benefits extended.
If you're talking about real small businesses, and I mean, you know, the hardware store on the corner, the little bodega, many of their customers are people who are unemployed because there are a lot of unemployed people out there right now. And we know that those unemployment benefits go straight back into the economy through the mechanism of groceries and laundry and fixing their car.
In the end, Linden sees enough to like in the compromise that he supports it. And some more conservative economists see enough that they like, too.
In the short run, I think this is probably pretty good.
Matthew Mitchell is an economist at George Mason University. He likes the payroll tax cut and the tax cut for equipment purchases. He also actually likes extending the Bush tax cuts. But he does have one problem with the deal. Most everything about it, he says, is temporary.
So if you're thinking about hiring a new employee, buying a new factory, expanding into a new market, what you really want is a lot of certainty. And tax cuts with expiration dates basically sow a lot of uncertainty.
So Mitchell says the compromise in Washington will likely just kick the can down the road for a year or two when it comes to making some tougher permanent decisions. Chris Arnold, NPR News, Boston.